Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk all about health, wealth, and self-love. Emphasis on the self-love, especially in this episode. But we also do talk about manifestation, creating the best of life, yada, yada, yada. You know the deal. If you're new here, go ahead and rate and review. If you're old here and haven't done it yet, go ahead and rate and review. Send this podcast to all of your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. So this week, hello, hi, how are you? Before I start jumping into things, how are you, babe? What's going on? I'm very excited about this episode because this right here, this topic that I'm about to talk about, is quite literally my heart and soul. This right here, as a Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, and Mercury, this topic is my bread and butter. Bread and butter, is that what does that even mean when people say bread and butter? I don't know. this is my thing. This is my thing. We are talking all about being single and being fucking happy about it. Enjoying the single life. If you are in a relationship, you are still welcome to listen. I don't want to, you know, influence you to join me over in the single life, but if I happen to, no, I'm just kidding. But I do hope you're enjoying your relationship. But this week is for my single ladies. All the single ladies. I promise I'll never sing again. Oh my fucking God. If you just turned this off, I'm so sorry. Please come back. Anyway. So, yes, we will be talking about the single life. And like I said, actually fucking enjoying it. The thing that inspired me to even talk about this is all of the social media posts that I see all on Twitter. Because I'm back on Twitter. Go follow me, Helly's Angel, with two L's at the end. All of the tweets of girls talking about how they're like miserable being single and how like, oh, I just want a man. I just if you're miserable alone, you're going to be miserable in a relationship. I mean, what haven't we learned yet? You know, if you cannot be happy on your own, no amount of man or partner or woman will make you happy. Of course, we all love that beginning stage of a relationship where, I mean, honeymoon stage. That's why they call it that. It's literally so much fun. Oh my God. Like new love, new cuddles, new this, new that. And then the actual having somebody in your life all the time starts to sink in. You know, when you're like around your friend for too much and you start to fight, that happens in every single relationship. Okay, I don't care if you don't see it when people are posting about their lovely relationships online. Every relationship turns into arguments, hard work, and I mean, that's it. Every relationship has arguments. Every relationship needs to constantly keep up with, you know, communicating properly and finding that perfect balance of like solo, dolo, independent time, and also spending time with your partner. It is a battle, a juggle, a process that I want no part of. I love being single. L-O-V-E, being single, more than anything else in the world. I swear to you, all of my depressive episodes in life, all of my downfalls in life, if you look at it, the timeline lines up exactly when I decided to let a man in my fucking life. And the only reason that I ever had an inkling or a desire to even allow a man into my life was because I'm looking at all these social media posts of like relationship goals and I'm thinking like, wow, oh my God, that looks like so much fun, because nobody is posting about what's actually going on in those fucking relationships. Of course, there are relationships where people don't like fight, like yell, scream, whatever, but there's still pressure in the relationship. There's still things that they have to like work through. I would rather do that on my own about my own fucking life, okay? Relationships have been so romanticized. We need to start romanticizing being single, okay? You know, online you see all these posts of like, oh, I'm going on dates with my boyfriend and we're having such a good fucking time and like da da da. Nobody's posting like the fight that you had on the way home in the fucking cab because you drank too much and relationships will bring out your traumas. And now you have to deal with trying to heal those traumas on top of creating a happy, healthy relationship. So it's double the work. You have to literally work on yourself and work on building this fucking relationship. So that is why I never, 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 never advise getting into a relationship because you're lonely or you want someone or you're bored. Bitch, if you looked at the things that you have to do in your own life, I bet you wouldn't be bored. You're trying to avoid the things that you should be doing. Okay? Relationships are not a crutch for feeling lonely. They should never be used as such. Relationships should be like something that you get into once you've really like found yourself. I promise you, relationships are not going to cure your problems. Like I said, you're gonna have that cute little honeymoon phase, but the second that shit wears off, now you're back to your problems. All the things that you were trying to heal or cure or get rid of with a relationship, all those lonely nights when you started thinking about all the things that you need to heal within yourself, all your traumas, you fixed it with a relationship temporarily. It's like putting a patch in a tire and thinking it's gonna last forever. No, the patch is a temporary fix so that you still need to go get a new fucking tire, okay? Stop using a relationship as a crutch because it will never, ever, 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 ever heal you. And never cure your problems, ever. Never for nevers, never, never, never. It will only show you the traumas that you need to work on. And you 1000% need to master being single before you decide to ever dive into a relationship. So I was talking about the way that people romanticize relationships. And one thing that we talk about all the time is like those butterflies in your stomach. Like, oh my God, he gave me butterflies. Or like the adrenaline that you get when you're like waiting for him to call you. Oh my God. Think about like when you're in middle school, like that intense like passion that you have, all those hormones, all those teenage hormones. I'm sorry, that's so disgusting. I hate when people say that. But literally, let's think about it. Are those butterflies? Or is that your intuition warning you? Like, I don't know if this is like the best idea. Is that your gut feeling or is that butterflies? Because I, looking back on my own personal experiences, I have had butterflies that were definitely like my woman's intuition saying, get the fuck away from this man. He is bad news bears. So ask yourself, is that butterflies? Are we experiencing butterflies or are we experiencing red flags? Like Six Flags Great America? Are we there or are we actually like fluttery about this boy? Ask yourself that. Are they actually a good potential partner or are you looking for a fix? Because you know, drugs feel great. Drugs feel amazing. Drugs are such a good time. But are they good for you?
No.
I'll answer that for you right now. Drugs are not fucking good for you. They're actually very bad for you. So think about, are relationships good for you just because they feel good? Is that like fling you got going on? Is that good for you? Or no, it's probably not.
Especially if you haven't mastered being single yet. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Mastering the single life.
So before we get into even mastering the single life, you need to assess where you're at, okay? You need to do a little check-in with yourself, see where you're at. Are you good at being single? Are you bad at being single? Are you codependent? You know, like, first of all, are you the type of person that has convinced yourself that you're miserable unless you're in a relationship? Is that you? Be honest with yourself. Is that you? Are you codependent? Codependent is never healthy because in this lifetime, you need to learn how to be independent, you know? Independent doesn't mean single for fucking ever, you guys. Okay, if you're dreading this whole entire conversation and you're like, no, I'm fine by myself, I'm doing just fine, but I need someone. You're not fine by yourself. Wake up call, you're not fine by yourself. You are miserable alone. And repeat after me, if you're miserable alone, you will be miserable in a relationship. Okay, okay. Let's talk about what your dating history looks like. Do you date men that treat you like shit? It might have something to do with the fact that you treat yourself like shit. This is going to be a big wake-up call. We've talked about this so many times on this episode, but you will only attract what you are, okay? So looking at your dating history is a good look into the way that you feel about yourself, okay? I have dated nothing but controlling assholes. I'm going to be honest right now. I can be a controlling asshole. I absolutely fucking can. I have had to really take a look at the type of men that I attract and say, what does this say about me? Okay. And since we're romanticizing the single life, we're getting into the single life, we're going to be enjoying it.
a perfect thing to do while single is working on yourself, focusing on yourself. So take a peep into your dating history. You don't just get to date all these men or women or partners. You don't just get to have all these partners and say, wow, they're all trash, but I'm great. I'm sorry. Wake the fuck up. You might be trash as well. And I say that with love. I don't mean that, you know, some one man's trash is another man's treasure. You can always turn trash into something great. So don't, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, I think I insult you guys a lot. Do I do that? Oh my God, I'm sorry. See, controlling asshole. Here I am. So take a look at that track record. What are we working with? What have we worked with? What are we moving away from? Okay. Also, what is your mental state? What mental state are you in? Are you depressed? Are you lonely? Are you miserable? Or are you strong, independent, confident, ready to fucking go? Let's look at that mental state first, okay? Because I can almost guarantee there's a couple things you need to work on before you even ever consider a relationship, right? Okay, we need to master being single before we master a relationship. What is your mental state? What is your mental state? Okay. Assess where you are at. Then you need to assess the way that you think about relationships. How do you feel about relationships? Do you romanticize the shit out of them? Like, is that you? Are you the one that like looks at all these pictures online and is like, relationships are so easy and they make life so much better and da 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 da. I'll listen, love makes life so much more fun, but you don't necessarily need to be in love with someone else. Loving yourself makes life so much more fun. Uh-oh, you didn't think I'd say that. You thought you had one. You thought you're like, well, love makes everything great. Loving yourself makes everything great, ma'am, sir, non-binary individual. Okay, do you hear me? Love makes everything great. Let's talk about self-love, romanticizing being single, okay? How do you think about relationships? Do you only look at the positive side? Or are you not considering the fact that now you have to share your life with somebody? That means two pasts, two ways of communicating, two ways of managing money, two different, you know what I mean? Like two lives into one. It's not like you just get into a relationship and you guys mesh into one functioning dynamic. No, it's still two different dynamics having to come together to make one relationship, okay? Are you ignoring the work that goes into creating a happy, healthy relationship? Are you only thinking about like the happily ever after? Because if you are, you're delusional. You're not actually understanding what a real fucking relationship is. And maybe to my single ladies and gentlemen, that might be why your relationships haven't worked out, because you romanticize them. You don't truly understand that how much work goes into creating a happy, healthy relationship, okay? Assess the way that you think about relationships. Everything starts with the fucking mindset, okay? And before you can even start romanticizing being single, you need to know what even makes the single life so fucking good. And this is where I thrive. Listen to me, baby. The single life is where the fuck it's at. And since everything starts with a mindset, like I just said, being in the mindset that the single life is literally so fucking amazing, it's gonna help you enjoy it a little bit more. A lot a bit more, okay? When you're single, you can travel wherever the fuck you want. You wanna go to Florida for the weekend and da 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 da. You wanna go see your family. You wanna go here, you wanna go there. You can fucking go. You don't have to worry about somebody else's schedule. You don't have to worry about if somebody even wants to go. Sometimes people don't wanna do what you wanna do. But when you're single, you can go wherever you want, whenever you want, okay? If you got a new job today, you can pick up and move. You can literally live your life without thinking about anybody else, okay? The only person that you have to focus on is yourself. The only mental illness that you have to be concerned for is your own. The only life you have to worry about living is yours. The only past that you have to consider is yours. There are no secrets. You know everything that you have ever done. You don't have somebody in your life that could potentially be living a fucking lie. Let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something. I have been in a relationship where months and months and months and months in, I find out that this man doesn't only have a baby mother, doesn't only have an ex-wife, he has a whole wife. I was under the impression for months and months and months that this man had an ex-wife, okay? That was a whole wife, babe. I had been in the home, in the family home, I had had dinners at the home, no fucking idea where she was. I had spent time with his family. I had spent time with his children. Okay. A grown-ass man. Mind you, this man was way, 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 way older than me. Literally by almost 2 decades. So that's a whole nother issue for a whole nut. You know what I'm saying? No secret lives. When you are single, you know what the fuck you've done. You know where the fuck you've been. You know that you don't have a wife at home. You know what I mean? There is no secrets. There's nothing to hide. You know everything when you are single. How fucking raw is that? That is that is a blessing, okay? A fucking blessing. 100% of your time can be spent on yourself guilt-free. When you want to go and get your nails done, when you want to go and live your fucking life the way that you want to do it, you don't have to worry about somebody being like, is that really how you want to spend your money? Sure the fuck is. Sure the fuck is how I want to spend my money. Don't fucking tell me what the fuck to do. Listen, when you are single, you get to live how you want, guilt free. If you want to go do something, you can. You don't have to convince somebody else to do it with you. Like I said, not everybody wants to live their life the way that you want to live your life. And when you get into a relationship, you have to be considerate of them. Oh, you don't want to do that? Well, I fucking do. I fucking do. So I'm gonna. I am gonna. You don't have to wait for their schedule to clear up. You don't have to do any of that, okay? Also, nobody is holding you back. When you're leveling up in life, when you're doing all of this healing, because I know that you are a bad fucking bitch, and you are listening to me, making all these changes in your life, becoming a better person, you don't have to worry about your partner also doing that. You know what I mean? Like, when you are leveling up in life, you don't have anybody to bring with you. That was a really big issue in my last relationship, is I was doing the hard work. I was trying to become a better person every single... No. We don't say trying. I was becoming a better person every single day. I was getting closer and closer to my goals every single day. And he didn't want to do any of that. He wanted to continue to be a low vibrational human being. He didn't want to fucking put the work in. But if I was staying in that relationship, he was holding me back. In my single life, baby, I am soaring. I am soaring. I am leveling up every single fucking day. I couldn't do that in the relationship. Do you understand? Like, when you're leveling up and growing, it's really heavy to be carrying someone that doesn't want to level up, okay? It's really fucking heavy. And it also blocks your opportunities. If you've been listening to me, you know exactly what the fuck happened as soon as I cut that relationship off. I was given so many blessings that I wasn't going to be able to get while I was in a relationship. I needed to be on my own so that I could cut that tie, be lighter, be lifted to the next level. And then on that next level, blessings were waiting. That would have never happened while I stayed in that relationship. Never, 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 never. Okay. Also, here's a big no-brainer. There is a 0% chance that you're in a toxic relationship when you're single. You are not in a toxic relationship while you are single. Nobody is cheating on you. Nobody. That goes along with the secrets. Nobody is hiding anything from you. Nobody is none of that. You are living your life. I mean, a lot of this is like kind of the same shit. Like, you just get to live your life. It's kind of no-brainer shit, but we tend to forget about it. We somehow have convinced ourselves that being with someone that kind of treats us like shit, or is kind of cheating on us, or kind of has all these secrets, is better than being alone. Why is alone so scary? Why? Because things come up, all the things that you need to be working on starts coming up for you. It's a little bit, you know, you don't have anything to distract yourself with. That's what I'm saying. Relationships are not a crutch. And I already called you out on that earlier. You're just trying to use a relationship to distract you from the work that needs to be done, babe. But if you're listening to me, that's already an indicator that you want to do better in life, that you want to keep leveling up, that you want, you know what I mean? A lot of people probably listen to my podcast thinking like, oh, she's going to teach me how to get all the money and all this and all that. Surprise, I'm teaching you how to actually fucking do the work so that those things can come. Because there's so much that needs to be done before the blessings, the mansions, the cars, the love, the romance, the this, the that. There's so much that needs to be done. And if you're trying to use a relationship to distract yourself from the work that needs to be done, I'm not going to let you. I am that honest friend. I'm not going to let you. And you need to get honest with yourself. Let's start talking about the things that you lie to yourself about relationships. It's going to be a lot of repeating. Hopefully this will get the message in there, okay? Relationships don't fix problems. They will never fix your problems. You have problems right now. You think, oh, if I have a relationship, I'll do it. Those problems will follow you into that relationship, okay? And now, like I've said, you don't only have to focus on your own issues. You have to focus on the issues that the two of you have. And if you attract somebody that also has problems, you take on their issues as well. So now that's three jobs that you have to take care of. Your own problems, the relationship's problems, and your partner's problems, okay? No relationship is perfect. Be honest with yourself. Are you thinking like, oh, I'm going to get into a relationship and it's going to be all roses and daisies? Is that a thing? Roses and daisies? Is it going to be all rainbows and butterflies? Is that a thing? Is that what people say? You guys, I really suck at these like metaphors. What are they called? Oh my God. Let me try and stop using metaphors, okay? Because I clearly don't know how to use them. But no relationship is perfect. It is not. It never will be. There will always be issues in a relationship. There will always be added pressure in a relationship. It doesn't matter if you literally find your fucking soulmate, the one being that was sent to this earth to find you and da-da-da-da. No, it will never be a Disney fucking fairy tale. It never will. I am so sorry. And keep in mind, before you even find a relationship, you have to date around. Oh my God, do you know how much that fucking sucks? Dating fucking sucks. I'm not even kidding. Especially if you go into it with the mindset that you're looking for a relationship, you're going to be disappointed 90% of the time. That's being generous. You are going to be so disappointed. During the dating stage, if you are on the hunt, you are going to be disappointed because you have an expectation. Your expectation is that you're going to find the one. You're going to find a good fucking match for you. No, not every human being is going to even be compatible with you. Just because you're attracted to him physically doesn't even mean your energies will mesh well. You have to keep in mind that everybody has a life story. Everybody grew up a certain way, and now you're trying to mesh two. I've said this before. You guys, I'm sorry. There's a lot of repeating in this episode, but I need to get these points out. You are taking two lives and trying to mesh them together to make one. You have your perspective. They have their perspective. They're not just going to blue skidoo you can too right on into your life, and everything's going to be fucking great. Relationships are not perfect. Dating is hard. There's going to be a lot of disappointment. And let's talk about disappointment. Cheating and dishonesty happens in relationships. It does. We all know this. Cheating fucking happens. You trust them, they break your trust. That fucking hurts. I know we don't go into, it'd be horrible if we went into relationships like thinking like, I'm going to get cheated on, or, you know, with that expectation. Of course you want to have the expectation that things go well. But you also have to understand that things don't go well sometimes, okay? Understand that 99% of relationships end. That's just a fact. 99% of relationships do not work out. Maybe there are some people that are listening that have never been in a relationship or don't have any exes, but a majority of us have an ex. A majority of us have relationships in our lives that didn't work out. You know why? Because that happens. That's a part of life. I'm a firm believer that relationships are not to be like this forever love and like everlasting. Relationships are learning tools. They are things that help us evolve. They are things that teach us about life where we wouldn't really have that experience otherwise, because like I said, it's two lives meshing into one. So you do get to have a little bit of an understanding of how other people live, what other people have gone through. You get to learn lessons through others by getting into relationships, friendships, etc. You know? But also 99% of those relationships end, because that's a part of like life, you know? But 100% of your life is going to be spent with you. So why don't you start romanticizing being single? And why don't you start romanticizing the time that you have with yourself? And why don't you start focusing on that instead of waiting for a relationship to come into your life to be happy? You can be happy without a relationship. You can be whole without a relationship. I promise you. You should be whole before you attract a relationship. Because if you are miserable and lonely and don't know why it's not working out and da-da-da, why you attract all these empty men, because you're empty yourself. I am sorry to keep reading you to filth, but you are not whole if you are not happy single. I hate to say it. So start romanticizing being single in real life, okay? Delete the fucking dating apps and stop retweeting these sad single life posts. We're done. We're not searching for a relationship. We're not sad that we're single. We're not engaging in that type of behavior. Dating apps are the worst energy in the world. I know people that have met on dating apps and it has worked out because not everything is 100%. Life is a spectrum, okay? But in my humble opinion... Delete the fucking app. You need to start getting dressed for yourself, wearing the clothes that make you feel good, not getting dressed because you want to attract people to you, not getting dressed and looking in the mirror and being like, I'm going to turn heads tonight. No, make sure you're putting on an outfit so that every time you fucking look in the mirror or every time you pass a window, you're turning your own head. You're like, damn, bitch, I did that. Start wearing the clothes, start dressing yourself the way that you want to dress for you. Wear what you want. Fall in love with what you see in the mirror, okay? Start going out with your friends more and tell them if they're in relationships, leave your significant other at home. We're having girls' days, okay? We are hot girl summering. We are hot girl lifing, okay? Sometimes it gets hard when all your friends are in relationships and you're like, oh, it looks so nice. It looks so good. Okay. Well, think about when they call you with their problems. Because every relationship has problems. That is completely natural. Every single person has issues, so every relationship has issues. So start going out with your friends. Enjoy being out. Hang out with your girls, hang out with your gays, hang out with your theys. Have a good fucking time, okay? No significant others. You don't need to go out and flirt with people, but you need to go out and enjoy your life, right? Start planning vacations. Don't worry about the money that it's going to cost. Start making itineraries for vacations that you're going to go on. You know why? Because you're single and you can. You can go anywhere you fucking want. The money will come. You start planning these trips, I promise you the money will start coming in. The universe will start aligning it. You start focusing on these single fun life vacations, the universe will make it happen. If you start planning these trips as if you're actually going on them. Don't worry about the finances. Literally, I don't need to say that enough. Don't ever worry about finances. The universe will make it happen. Go to a bar, talk to strangers, make friends, you know, preferably women, you know, men are fucking creepy. Talk to women. Don't go to a bar in hopes to find a man or a significant other or a partner. Go to a bar to meet people platonically. Make friends. Go, you know, get to know your bartender. Let me tell you something. Something that is underrated is going to like your local bar and making friends with your bartender. If you consistently go to the same places, you're going to see the same regular people. You can make a friend group that way. This is only for people that are over 21. If you're not 21 yet, don't listen to this advice. Go to, I don't know, what do people do before they're 21? I don't know, because I was going to bars before I was 21. But anyway, go to the bar, make friends, make a friend group at the bar, okay? I'm gonna be honest, they might not be the most high vibrational people, but at least they'll show you that it's fun to like live your life, you know? You can't count on much, but you can count on those people being at the bar. There's one thing about bar regulars is you can count on them to be at the bar. So whenever you're feeling lonely, once you've made that little friend group at the bar, you can go down there. You can go say, hey, what's up? I'm here. I'm having a good time. And poof, all of your problems are gone. I'm just kidding. But they'll be gone temporarily. Is this bad advice telling you to distract your problems with alcohol in the bar? Maybe, but I still stand by it is way better advice than distracting yourself with a relationship that is going to cheat on you. Because let me tell you, like I said, those bar regulars, you can count on them. You can't always count on your boyfriend. You can't always count on your girlfriend, but you can count on those bar regulars to be at the fucking bar. Maybe I shouldn't have a podcast about giving advice. Maybe I'm not the best. Here's some good advice. Sign up for a class where you can meet people. If you don't want to take my advice on going to the bar and making a friend group there, why don't you sign up for a class? You know, yoga, spin cycle, something that also simultaneously will get you in a good mental space because working out, exercise, all that is good for the brain. Way better. See, that's a way better option than going to the bar and getting drunk. Sign up for a class. It can be baking. It can be, you know, how many classes are in your area? Mind you, you're probably also going to be supporting a small business. So that's like a triple whammy. Good for your mental health, supporting a small business, and you can meet friends, okay? Sign up for a class by yourself. Go meet people. Get out there. Learn how to become a confident person in society all on your own. You know, it's something I think we struggle with these days is like getting out there, going out and like talking to people. It's a good skill to have. It is a learned skill. You can learn. Even if you feel like I'm super introverted, it might be uncomfortable, whatever. You can learn how to do it.
Trust me.
And for my people that are just so extremely introverted, don't want to go out, make friends like that. Another way to romanticize the single life is go grocery shopping, get all the ingredients for a specific recipe, teach yourself a new recipe at least like once a week. Like, we should be cooking for ourselves more. Honestly, I think that we need to bring like home cooking back as a trend. It probably is anyway. But yeah, learn a recipe for one. It is a little bit difficult to cook for one. I used to live by myself and it was just like so hard. I always had so much food. But you can learn over time how to cook recipes for yourself. And that way, in the future, once you have mastered being single, once you've mastered it, you can cook for your significant other. Okay. So for those hopeless romantics that don't want to let go of the idea of, you know, one day I'll be in love and in, you know, you can't stop romanticizing relationships. While you're romanticizing being single, you can prep for that, okay? By learning a recipe for yourself, you know, make it a goal to learn at least one new recipe a month. And then you'll have a whole fucking cookbook of things that you can cook, right? And finally, the way that I romanticize my own life is I drink a lot of wine. There, to me, a bottle of wine is one serving for one. A serving for one. Maybe I am the people at the bar that like to drink. Oh, yeah, I am. I do enjoy a glass of a bottle. I do enjoy a bottle of wine here and there. So, yeah, drink a bottle of wine to yourself. Live your fucking life. Watch a movie, not a romance movie. Not a romance movie. Watch like a Boss Babe movie. Watch a movie that's about like a fucking bad Salt. Salt is a really good movie, you know, with Angelina Jolie and she's like this spy and da da da. Yeah, watch Salt. Drink a bottle of wine. Have a good fucking night by yourself, okay? By yourself. And that's how you romanticize being single, okay? I have an entire episode. If you're going in order, you've already heard it, but it might be a good idea to go back and listen again. It's called Romanticizing Your Life. And I specifically talk about how you need to be in love with yourself before you can find somebody that is in love with you. So go back and listen to that episode as well. That is super fucking helpful. And that about wraps up everything that I've said, okay? I've repeated myself so many times when it comes to romanticizing being single and mastering being single because it really is something that we need to talk about more. I like to go on Safari and see what like other people are talking about. When I'm talking about things, like I like to see other people's takes and opinions, maybe a perspective that I haven't thought about before. So I do my research. No, I don't. I made it sound like I'm super into doing research. I Google a couple things before I make these episodes, and I couldn't find really much of anything about romanticizing being single. Why are we not talking about this? We need to be talking about this. So I might touch back on this episode. I might check back in with you in future episodes because this truly to me is so fucking important. I get sick to my stomach, so nauseous when I see all the, I'm going to say it again. I should just title this episode Helly Repeats Herself 45 times because that's what I'm doing. But I am so sick of seeing all the tweets, all the relationship goals online where people think that relationships are fucking magical and easy. They're not. It's the love that is magical. And you can have love for yourself. That's why at the beginning of the episode, I said emphasis on the self-love, okay? Health, wealth, and self-love. Self-love. Do you hear me? Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. My DMs are always open. Again, if you guys have questions at the end of any of the episodes or you need me to talk more about something specifically that I spoke about in this episode or if you just want to say hi, go ahead and DM me. My Instagram is Helly's Angel. Fucking follow me on there because I'm trying to grow my Instagram. Not trying. I'm growing my Instagram. And I will talk to you guys next week. Oh, no, I won't. I just fucking lied. Whoops. I'm not going to be here next week because I will be in Chicago at a baby shower. I love you so much and talk to you on the 16th. Okay. Mwah.